மாதிரி நிற்கிறீங்க. பல்மரி கன்சல்டேஷன் பேஷண்ட் நேம் இஸ் பாபர் ஹார்ட் VRBARA ஹார்ட் HART in Bagot DO delivers this 10/7/1945 in the same line DO. Next line date of consultation is 1/25/2013. Next line consult requesting the physician Dr. Abul Bashar ABUL Bashar BASHER. Next line reason for consultation dyspnea COPD. Next dear Dr. Bashar BASHER, thank you for your kind offer. It was a pleasure to evaluate Mrs. Barbara Hart, a 57-year-old female with a history of hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease, atherosclerosis, coronary artery bypass surgery, and as well as history of cigarette smoking, in bracket active smoker, has extensive cardiac workup recently, and for a quote unquote chest pain, and including coronary angiogram, which was negative for significant coronary artery disease, and patent bypass grafts period. Patient claims has mild exertional dyspnea, dyspnea, pleuritic type of chest pain period. Recent CTA of the chest was negative for pulmonary embolism as well as aortic dissection. Has a granuloma in the left lung and a faint nodular density in the right upper lobe in a thin in a period, and dyspnea period, dyspnea marks is dyspnea fever, and has occasional cough and gives history of mild wheezing and period, and dyspnea is in chronic heartburn, but patient currently on ranitidine and for gastroesophageal for disease, and period, and past medical history NIDDM, hypercholesterolemia, coronary artery disease, coronary artery bypass surgery, coronary angioplasty, gastroesophageal for disease, and chronic cigarette smoking, and C-section, and history of diastolic CHF by echocardiogram, and mild pulmonary hypertension by echocardiogram, and family history, father died at age of 86, prostate cancer, mother is alive, 89-year-old, history of hypertension, has one brother who died of cardiac disease, has one son and one daughter, good health, son has history of asthma, and social history is smokes half a pack per day since the age of 20, and that is smokes half a pack a day for the past 20 years. She's an active smoker, dies in alcohol and substance abuse. She used to work in the cafeteria manager in the school, and she's currently retired. No substance abuse, and allergies, Novocaine and Sulfa. Next line, home medications, and Lantus insulin 100 units QD, aspirin 325 QD, atorvastatin 40 QD, and acetoplam ESCITOLOPRAM 20 QD, and Effient 10 QD, Ranitidine 150 QD, and Carvedilol 3.25 QD, and Xanax 0.5 QD. And the next, please add in the past medical history of obesity. Please add in the past medical history of arthritis. And the next, review system, no weight loss or weight gain, no history of chronic headache, no history of seizure, stroke, fending spell, no history of angina, no history of atypical chest pain, but negative cardiac workup, and nose and of cough, nose of pneumonia, nose of hematosis, nose of chronic abdominal pain as the only constipation area, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease on ranitidine, and the next, and nose of your choice next, and history of mild arthritic pain, and other nausea, anxiety, depression, other your system on remarkable physical symptoms. Look for appropriate age, her vital signs, blood pressure is 111 over 70, pulse 82, respiration 20, pulse oxygen 94%, weight 208 pounds, and she is 5 inches tall, HENT examination, brain, throat examination normal, make it supple, no JVD, no food, apathy, no thermal, take care of line, lungs barely coronary, sorry, she is 5 feet 3 inches tall, no JVD, no food, apathy, no thermal, take care of line, lungs barely coronary, no rail, no ronchi, no breathing, no chest water, no percussion, not heart, it's too regular. No gallop or murmur, and abdomen is soft, non-tender, unable to push your arm immediately, extremities not up, the elbows are felt, sinus exemption, no gross motor sensory deficit, and her labs, cardiac catheterization was done on 7-3-2012, CT angiogram of the chest was done on 12-1-2012, and echocardiogram was done on December 5th, 2012, and next assessment is mild exertion dyspnea, most likely due to underlying COPD, and next mild to moderate obesity. Moderate obesity and possible sleep apnea, and next is this chronic cigarette smoking bracket active smoker, next atherosclerotic heart disease, coronary artery bypass surgery, next gastric surgery for disease, next plan. I have started the patient on Symbicort 160/4.5 2 plus BID along with a spirivitin and security and period, and patient was advised to come for a follow-up in 3 weeks. Needs a complete pulmonary function test to evaluate the degree of COPD, and had a long discussion with the patient regarding benefit of quitting smoking, and discussed with weight loss, period patient may need a sleep study in future, and further plan based on the patient response to our medications, and thank you for your kind referral.